Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/audio.
Thomas Grant, a 42-year-old architect with a passion for exploring abandoned structures, had heard rumors of a mysterious bridge in the dense forests near the town of Eldridge. This bridge, known as the Bridge to Nowhere, was said to appear only on foggy nights and lead to an unknown, sinister destination. Thomas, a logical man with a hint of skepticism, was intrigued and decided to seek out the bridge himself. On a foggy autumn evening, equipped with his camera and flashlight, Thomas ventured into the forest. The air was thick with mist, and the forest seemed to close in around him. After hours of walking, he finally came upon the bridge. It was an old, wrought iron structure, partially overgrown with vines and moss. As he stepped onto it, a chill ran down his spine. The bridge felt unnaturally cold, and the fog seemed to grow denser, obscuring the other side. With each step Thomas took, the bridge seemed to elongate, stretching further into the fog. The scenery around him began to change subtly. The trees appeared older, gnarled and twisted, and the sounds of the forest grew eerily silent. As he continued, Thomas realized the bridge was transforming. The iron turned to ancient weathered stone, and strange symbols appeared along the railings, glowing faintly in the fog. A sense of dread filled him, but his curiosity pushed him forward. The fog enveloped Thomas completely, and he found himself walking in a void, the bridge now a narrow, precarious path. Whispers echoed around him, voices speaking in a language he couldn't understand, filled with sorrow and malice. Thomas tried to turn back, but the path behind him had vanished, swallowed by the fog. He had no choice but to continue forward, into the unknown. The bridge seemed to be alive, responding to his presence. The stones shifted under his feet, and ghostly figures appeared in the fog, reaching out to him with ethereal hands. The whispers grew louder, telling tales of those who had crossed the bridge before him and never returned. In a terrifying climax, the bridge ended abruptly at a cliff overlooking a dark, abyssal chasm. The figures in the fog converged on Thomas, their whispers becoming screams. As he tried to retreat, the bridge crumbled beneath him, and he fell into the chasm. The next morning, the forest was calm. The fog lifted. A search party found Thomas's camera near the edge of a ravine, but there was no bridge, and no sign of Thomas. The camera's last photo showed the bridge, extending into an impenetrable darkness. The story of Thomas Grant and the Bridge to Nowhere became a chilling legend among the locals of Eldridge. They spoke of a bridge that bridged worlds, a path taken by the unwary that led to a fate worse than death. In the historic town of Ravenswood, nestled between rolling hills and ancient woodlands, stood the centuries-old Whitmore Cemetery.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Terry. Sophie Anderson, a 28-year-old local artist known for her fascination with Gothic architecture and sculpture, often visited the cemetery for inspiration. Sophie, with her keen eye for detail and a soft spot for the macabre, found the cemetery's statues particularly captivating. One foggy evening, as twilight cast its gloom over Ravenswood, Sophie decided to sketch the statues in the cemetery under the eerie light of the setting sun. The statues, ranging from angels to mournful figures, had always intrigued her with their lifelike expressions and intricate details. As she set up her easel and began to draw, Sophie felt a strange sensation, as if she were being watched. She chalked it up to the solitude of the cemetery and continued her work. However, when she glanced at a statue she had just sketched, she noticed it was in a slightly different position than before. Confused, Sophie looked around at the other statues. To her horror, she realized they had all moved, ever so subtly. Statues she remembered facing one way were now turned in another direction. Expressions seemed to have changed, some now bearing faint, eerie smiles. Heart pounding, Sophie gathered her things, intending to leave. But as she turned towards the entrance, she found her path blocked by statues that had not been there before. It was as if they had silently moved, corralling her deeper into the cemetery. Panicking, Sophie tried to find another way out, but the statues seemed to be herding her towards the cemetery's old chapel. The figures appeared to come alive in the mist, their stone eyes following her movements, their marble hands seeming to reach out to her. As Sophie approached the chapel, the statues formed a circle around it, trapping her inside. The door to the chapel creaked open, revealing darkness within. Reluctantly, Sophie entered, hoping for another exit. Inside the chapel, she found more statues, these even more grotesque and menacing. In the center of the room stood a statue of the cemetery's founder, Lord Whitmore, his figure dominating the space. His eyes, carved in cold stone, seemed to stare directly into Sophie's soul. The air grew colder, and the whispers of the dead filled the chapel. The statues began to move, their limbs creaking, as if coming to life. Sophie, realizing she was in the presence of something unholy, tried to escape, but the door had shut behind her, locked by an unseen force. In the story's terrifying climax, the statues encroached upon Sophie, their stone fingers cold and unyielding. Lord Whitmore's statue moved towards her, its mouth opening in a silent scream. Sophie's final sketch fell from her trembling hands, capturing the moment the statues descended upon her. The next day, the cemetery was as still as ever. Sophie's easel was found near the chapel, her sketches scattered around, each depicting the statues in hauntingly different poses. But of Sophie herself, there was no trace.
stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.